702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. We're staying on this story because it does appear now things are ramping up. We've been talking about the drums of war, and for many people, it's not a question of if, but when, and Joe Biden sounding a warning.
Absolutely. It was quite a warning as well, in that he talked about the possibility of imposing direct sanctions on Vladimir Putin, that there would be, as he put it, severe consequences and a need for action by the West should Russia invade Ukraine, but that the measures would go straight to the top, which is an extremely rare thing, extremely rare kind of warning. I wonder if that makes any difference to Vladimir Putin as he's filming himself wrestling a bear for his next calendar. You do get that feeling, don't you? Every day we talk about heightened tension. I don't know if it's possible to be more tense. I was pretty tense about this a couple of weeks ago, but I guess we still haven't seen an outbreak of fighting, albeit if you speak to Ukrainians in the east of their country, where they are already fighting Russian-backed rebels, they've been at war for about the last 7 years. So to some extent, this isn't about war in Ukraine. This is about an extended war in Ukraine.
I mean, goodness me, we thought we'd seen the last of this kind of thing in the big wars of the last century. Let's hope it doesn't get to that. Now, another story we've been talking about in recent weeks have been, of course, the troubles facing the British Prime Minister. Now those parties have become a police matter.
Yeah, isn't that interesting that the police are to investigate? Now, we don't quite know if somebody tipped them off with something. I gather they have had photos of Boris Johnson and others close to wine bottles. You think, does this matter? Well, the reason it matters is that this is about rules. And the government, very early on in the pandemic, I guess like yours, decided to make it law that if you were caught doing things in public, meeting up, whatever, it was law. And therefore Boris Johnson could absolutely be in trouble for that and face questions, indeed, from the police. So at its bare face, this is the Prime Minister being questioned by police about committing a crime. And just to say that is extraordinary, isn't it?
Now, the weather girls told us it was raining men all those years ago. Raining reptiles?
How about? Yes, straight from the Old Testament, isn't it? Plague of frogs, plague of locusts. Yeah, hallelujah. People in the U.S. state of Florida are being told, watch out for falling iguanas. The deal is in Florida, and this is obviously only some parts of Florida, but the deal is that iguanas like to sleep in trees, as do other reptiles as well.
Uh-huh.
And in cold weather, and Florida is having a sudden cold snap, they slow their heart rates and can literally fall out of their perches. So the thought is that these iguanas could absolutely plop down. They're not dead. They just look like they're dead. So leave them, step over them. All will be fine when it warms up. But you've got to think, yeah, the weather forecast is raining reptiles. The outlook is scaly. Potentially.
I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to get myself absolutely soaking wet. We'll leave it there. No. Adam Gilchrist for this morning's Worldview.